from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, consumers continue to react to President Trump's worldwide reciprocal tariffs, a move that caused the stock market to plummet on Thursday.
Whether it's taxes or tariffs, yeah, I mean, either way, the consumer's going to get hit. So I think it's better for taxes, but worse for prices. So we'll see how shops react.
We're going to have to pay more, right? We're going to have to pay more for things that's being imported.
In addition to the worldwide reciprocal tariffs, Trump is also imposing a 10% tariff on nearly all countries and territories. It has set even higher levies for about 60 nations that it says are the worst offenders. A teenager from Virginia is charged with trying to kill a New Jersey police officer. The 16-year-old is accused of using a stolen car to repeatedly ram a Florence Township police cruiser. Burlington County prosecutors say after the stolen car broke down, the male teen lunged at three officers with a knife and hurt one. It comes less than a month after another teen allegedly shot a Newark police officer to death. The Middletown School Board will vote on Tuesday on a new budget plan to avoid closing schools. Mayor Tony Perry says it's a solid plan he expects will pass.
It's not closing the schools. It's preventing a 10.1% tax increase. It is not eliminating any teachers that are currently in the classrooms, and it's paring down on the administrative costs and administrative positions that exist.
Under the plan, $2.6 million in revenue will be added by selling a 10-acre parcel of undeveloped land and a restructuring of the agreement with township police. A flight heading to Newark Airport was forced to make an emergency landing at Washington's Dulles International Airport on Thursday afternoon. The FAA is investigating a fire on the United Airlines flight that reportedly broke out in a galley oven, causing light smoke in the airplane's cabin. The flight from Key West to Newark was carrying 98 passengers and 5 crew. Everyone was able to safely exit the aircraft. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. Will the sun come out tomorrow? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Your weekend weather forecast isn't great. Lots of clouds, cool temperatures, and occasional raindrops. Although most of the hours this weekend will be dry across New Jersey, and the chances of severe or wintry weather are very low. Tonight, cloudy and cool with a chance of spotty showers. Lows fall into the upper 40s. Tomorrow's highs only make it to around 50, staying cloudy and cool with an isolated shower or pocket of drizzle possible at any time. Looks like Sunday will start dry, then showers return in the afternoon and evening hours. Highs on Sunday mainly in the 60s. A little cooler to the north, we might see some 70s bubble up into southwestern New Jersey. And then Monday, drying out and cooling down. Still lots of clouds, highs around 50. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
In Union, it's 68 degrees. Long Branch, also 68. Vineland, 74. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather brought to you by At Home Recreation. Marine grade furniture is now in stock with all the new 2025 colors and styles available. Pre-season savings on patio sets and outdoor bars are available, delivered and installed with a free wine glass rack. Visit AtHomeRecreation.com for a store near you.
Not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.